Sudan is on the verge of a big change. The country's north and south are due to split next month, giving rise to the new nation of South Sudan. A peaceful transition was mapped out, according to the 2005 peace agreement that ended Sudan's long civil war. But now that transition is threatened by violence. Fighting between northern troops and southern forces has erupted in two areas, the disputed and oil-rich Abyei region and South Kordofan, a northern state that borders the south. The vice president of South Sudan says the violence there requires action by the United Nations.
What is happening in the Nuba Mountains in southern Kordofan is ethnic cleansing. It may even degenerate into genocide, as happened in Rwanda.
The UN has a base in the region, and today UN officials announced they're sending peacekeeper reinforcements to the area. The United States is also trying to mediate. Ambassador Princeton Lyman is the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan. He joins us from Washington. Ambassador Lyman, it's been a long road to independence for southern Sudan. What are you doing diplomatically at this point to keep this situation from fraying the peace agreement and the transition to Sudan becoming two nations?
We're working very hard on several fronts. The issues to be resolved are the subject of complicated negotiations, and that has been interrupted by the crises in the area of Abyei and in the state of southern Kordofan. So much of our effort in the last 2 to 3 weeks has been to bring those situations under control, and we've been working virtually nonstop diplomatically to do that.
Could this derail the peace agreement and the transition to Sudan becoming two nations, though?
It won't derail South Sudan's declaration of independence on July 9th, but what it does do is cast a pall over the relationship between those two, and they need to have productive, cooperative relationships between them because they are so intertwined economically. So these recent crises have changed the atmosphere between them, and they've also held up the negotiation on those other issues. And those are serious threats to the process.
I mean, what does independence on July 9th for South Sudan really substantively mean, though, if there's a new crisis, right, on the north-south divide?
It means a great deal to them, not only because it's the culmination of decades of war, and so it will be emotionally extremely important to them. But they also feel that as an independent nation, they will be negotiating on a different basis with the North, because they will be the sovereign owners of the oil in the south, and they will be a independent nation. So psychologically and politically, it's a very important step.
The UN is sending peacekeeping reinforcements to this area. What other efforts are being made to help the people of Kordofan right now?
Well, we are very concerned to get a cessation of hostilities in southern Kordofan, because there's 40,000 or more people who have been displaced, and it's extremely difficult to get aid into the area. And we are still working to get both sides to agree to a cessation of hostilities, and then they can get on to the necessary political discussions.
What do you think this is happening now, so close to the July 9th independence date?
I think it's because in the North there's been a growing frustration with the whole process, and a feeling among some that the process wasn't going their way, and there was a need to exert strength and force in the final stages as a way of asserting their positions. I think it's an unfortunate decision, and we're working very hard to get that turned around.
Ambassador Princeton Lyman, the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.